Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Guillermo Grenier was born in Cuba. He's lived most of his life, though, in the U.S., where he is now professor of sociology at Florida International University in Miami. He conducts the university's poll that gauges the opinion of the Cuban-American community, and he joins us now on Skype. Hello, Professor.
Hello, Lisa.
This is such a pivotal time right now, and I wonder, just as the political relationship between the U.S. and Cuba is changing, how are the opinions of Cuban-Americans regarding that relationship changing as well?
Well, whether they're changing individually or not, that's another question. I think that as a group, the Cuban-American population in Miami is being fed by Cubans that have recently come from Cuba. And those Cubans have a significantly different attitude as to what the future of the relationship between U.S. and Cuba should be. So the change is occurring in the population at large and basically is driven by the demographics of the exile contingent kind of petering out. They're dying. And then you have the new arrivals that since 1995, it's been 1995 being the time we've actually regularized, we established an immigration agreement that rules the current migration patterns. Since that time, people have come over. They want to maintain relationships. They want to travel back and forth. It's easier for them to do so. So the population is changing.
So if the younger people who are coming in now from Cuba to the United States are more open to a warming of relationships between the United States and Cuba, what do they do with the fact that many people in the older generations have been hurting under the Castro regime, that the economy is so poor there, that many people lost their private property? How do they figure that into their current opinions as they come here to the U.S.?
Your question really is a good one in the sense that it shows that the experience of the new generation is not the experience of the old generation. The 1990 and post-1990 migrations have as their formative event the special period in the time of peace, a periodo especial, the incredibly tough economic and social conditions that Cuba underwent after the fall of the Soviet Union. So that's their formative event. Now, they hope that the U.S., engaging with the U.S., will fix that. What we're seeing now, in effect, is the creation of the first generation of expats. These are Cubans that have a transnational identity, but they're still Cubans. They want to live elsewhere, perhaps travel back. They don't want to isolate Cuba from the United States.
I wonder if you would mind if I asked you a little bit about your own personal background. As we said, you were born in Cuba. You live in the United States. Nothing happens without some kind of context. What was your situation in terms of leaving Cuba, and how does that inform what happens when you go back now and you are just about to head back?
Yes, I think that I have traveled to Cuba frequently. But you're right. The context means everything. Every Cuban's got a story. And I came when I was young. I came with my parents. Our passport, as a matter of fact, had stamped on it "Salida Definitiva," definitive exit. You know, you cannot go back. New arrivals can go back and forth. My mother's 95 years old now. She's would never go back to Cuba. She has a hatred of the Cuban regime. That is not a genetic hatred. I didn't inherit that. I was socialized in a different environment. I feel very Cuban, but I know that the history of Cuba has been made in Cuba, not in Miami. I'm engaging personally in the development of a transnational and a new kind of Cubanness, where Cuban identity is not bounded by geography, but it can be expanded by relationships and networks that go outside of the geography of Cuba. So I'm not unique in that. I think a lot of Cubans that came around as young children share this kind of desire to engage, and most of us are supportive of the engagement endeavors.
Thank you very much. Guillermo Grenier is a professor of sociology at Florida International University. He's going to be heading back to Cuba for yet another visit Wednesday. Thank you again.
No, you're welcome. Thank you very much for having me.